Now, to some of your letters about last week's broadcast. In time for the Academy Awards last Sunday, Weekend Edition food commentator Bonnie Wolfe told us about the resurgence of a movie theater favorite, popcorn.
Gourmet popcorn was named one of the top five trends to watch. There's popcorn covered in chocolate, infused with bourbon, seasoned with curry.
Some of you weighed in with your personal popcorn preferences. Claire Adas writes on NPR.org, "My favorite is simple, popped on the stove with olive oil, seasoned with salt and ground black pepper, but I've put spices right into the oil or spice mixes on top after popping." Jennifer Reinhardt says, "Glad to see that so many are still making their own on the stove. Microwave popcorn just isn't the same." I am with you, Jennifer. Last week, we talked with author Alexander Masters about his book, The Genius in My Basement. In it, Masters tells the story of Simon Norton, a quirky recluse who just happened to be his downstairs neighbor and one of the greatest mathematical prodigies of the 20th century.
When I listen to Simon, I just listen in awe. You know, it's a pleasure just to listen to him try and attempt to describe this stuff to me. And he never made me feel small that I couldn't understand the elements of his subject. And it was just a joy to have such a person be prepared to spend the time with me.
Debbie Fitzenmeier writes on our website, "As the mom of a mathematical prodigy, this story stops me in my tracks. What strikes me is not so much the story of Norton, but the kind-heartedness of Masters and the way in which he not only has adopted Norton, but accepts him in all his genius quirkiness." Trina Gavram says, "What is normal? In every culture, there seems to be some unwritten code for it, which everyone there understands and fears and with which most comply, denying parts of themselves, repressing individual traits, gifts, talents, inclinations, even beliefs. What a wonderful, interesting, diverse, and exciting world it would be if everyone would be themselves." We like hearing from you. We're on Facebook and Twitter at NPR Weekend. I'm at Rachel, NPR. You can email or post your comments at npr.org. Click on the link that says Contact Us.